Christ the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Today's program was recorded on Easter Sunday, sometime back. Pastor Wayne will share with us the importance of being able to hear God's voice when He whispers. Sometimes it can be hard to hear over all the noise around us, but if you listen with your heart, you will hear Him speak. Here is Pastor Wayne.
God is whispering to some of you right now. But the noise of the world is drowning out your ability to hear Him and the great plans that He has for you. Your future may very well hinge on a whisper from God. You know, many years ago, I was asked to lead worship at a very large college gathering. And in those days, we didn't have all the fancy tuning instruments that we have. In fact, this is what we use. It's called a tuning fork. You actually hit it and it rings at a certain pitch and you tune your guitar to it. Well, when I arrived, it was late because the plane had landed late and I ran in and they said, "You're on in 3 minutes." And I thought, I haven't even tuned my guitar yet, because you kind of tune it down for the airplane flight. And so I thought, man, I've got to tune it. And I was hitting this thing and putting it on my guitar, but I couldn't hear it. I mean, the noise was so loud and all of the college students were yelling and screaming and I could not hear this thing. And for the life of me, I was thinking, I'm going to go up there with this horribly tuned guitar and try to lead worship. I'd be a laughingstock. It would be horrible. But as much as I tried to listen, I couldn't hear this thing. But finally, I thought the only way to hear it is I've got to hit this tuning fork, put it on my guitar, and if I would lay my ear right on the guitar, I might be able to hear it. And you know, I did that. I put that on the top of my guitar, and I laid my ear right onto the wood of that guitar. Interesting. It didn't matter how loud the crowd got, how much they talked, how thunderous it was out there, I could still hear this if my ear were right on the wood of that guitar. You know, the same is true with you and me. We've got a lot of noise going on in the world. But when God whispers, if you will put your ear right on His heart, you'll be able to hear everything He is saying. God is here. But letting the noise around you keep you from hearing Him is nuts. You might want Him sometime to yell, but He won't. You might want Him to move mountains for you. No, but first, you see, He's going to whisper. Many of you today will begin to hear His whisper. His whisper is about faith, about accepting His offer to you, because He has so much in store. And His first whisper is a whisper of salvation, to realize that God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that if you'll believe in Him, you'll never perish, but have everlasting life. But the world will drown all of that out if you don't put your ear to His heart. You see, God's saying that all of us have sinned. We've all messed up. We've all fallen short. But God offers us a choice to receive what He has done. You see, salvation is not spelled D-O. It's spelled D-O-N-E. And if we'll trust in Him and what He has done on the cross by dying for our sins and being raised from the dead to give us life, then our eternity is but a whisper away. Thank you.
Has God ever used a whisper? It's a question. Second, what'd you do with it? God loves to whisper because it's an expression of his love. You see, yelling with anger, forcefulness is not an expression of love as much as, come, come, sit here. What? Sit. Let me share with you something you need to know. Come on. Sit over here. You see, God speaks to us as a father would, a loving father. And so he whispers. And if you recognize his voice, you'll understand. Oh, and whenever God whispers, he's about to say something very important. Many of you right now, you may be hearing a whisper of God. The Bible says it this way. God knocks at the door of your heart. Why? Because he's given every one of us a choice. That's a sacred privilege to choose, right or wrong. He's given it to us. You see, because another expression of his love is choice. If you and I had no choice, we'd be robots. There wouldn't be any love. God doesn't want just blind obedience. He wants a relationship with us. But it's a choice we get to make. That's our expression of love. When we say, yes, Lord, I want you to be a part of my life. Ah. So God whispers. And we choose. See, God made his choice 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross for our sins and paved the way for us to come to him. That's what Easter's all about. That he was raised from the dead and he lives forevermore for you and me. And it becomes a lifelong adventure of walking with him in relationship. And Jesus didn't come to bring a new religion. He didn't come just to bring some Christian thing. No, no, no. Jesus came to restore a broken relationship between us and our Father. Because in our shallow way of thinking, we thought we could do it all independent of God. Can't do it. So God allows us to choose. You say, well, I'm way a long ways from God right now. It's okay. It was God who closed the gap. He's taken every step necessary to close that gap, to get nearer to you, except the last step. That's up to you. It's your choice. And when we say yes, then something happens. God is able to bring all that he has in store for you and me to bring that to pass. He'll guide us. It still takes a lifelong guidance system. But he says, I will walk with you even through the valley of the shadow of death, because we will go through those valleys. And God sees it way in advance and says, you won't be immune from that, but I promise I will walk with you through that. So we get to make that choice to say yes. Now, some people say, well, let me get my life together first. You can't, outside of his embrace, you can't get your life together. Because if we could get all our life together and gain our own eternity, we wouldn't need God. It's impossible. You can't. So that's why God says, you come just as you are, with all your warts, with all your foibles, with all your baggage. Come into my embrace. And within my embrace, I will help you with my power to transform you, to help you to make it through, to change you into the person I want you to be. Outside of my power, you can't do it. Not by your own muscle power anyway. But if you come as you are, I will accept you as you are and begin to change you from the inside out. But your choice has to be to walk and say yes. Some of you have gone to church a lot, but you've never begun a relationship with Jesus by saying, Lord, I want to receive you as my Lord and Savior. Every one of us has to make that choice. You have an appointment with God. And for some of you, it's today, this Easter. God brought you here so that you can say and use that choice, I want to say yes. Remember, that's your expression of love. His, come, follow me. Ours, I will. That's what he's waiting for. We say, how do you do that? A real simple way. Here at New Hope West, we just ask the question, would you like to follow Jesus? Would you want him to be the Lord of your life? Is that your choice? And we just raise a hand. We say, yep, that's my choice. Heaven sees that. Because your arm, your hand is connected to your heart. But I've got to make a move, an action to say yes. It's not just a good intention. It's not just like something in the intellectual na-na land. No, no, it's an action. And so God sees that heart. I want to give you that choice. If you've never received Jesus before, you've gone to church, you maybe even prayed, but you've never given your life to Christ. I want to ask you to do that today. We're going to pray in just a moment. And if that's you, I'm going to give you the chance, the choice to say yes. Would you bow your heads with me? If you're here today and you say, Wayne, I want to receive Jesus Christ. I don't understand everything there is to understand yet. But I know that if I say yes and come into his embrace, he will help me to understand. He will help me to iron out some of the pleats of my life, the crevices, the problems, the hurts, the wounds of my past, because I really do need his strength to do that. I need a second chance. My life is checkered with stuff. And I need His forgiveness. I want to turn from those things and turn to the Lord. So if that's you, I'm just going to count to three. And if that's you, on the count of three, I want you just to lift your hand. And the Bible says when that happens, all of heaven rejoices. But now is your choice. He made His, as I said, 2,000 years ago. Today is yours. So if you say, that's me, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I want you to raise your hand on a count of three. Here we go. One, two, three. Raise your hand right now. Yep. God sees those hands. Yep. God sees the hearts that are connected to those hands. That's important. I will always have prayer counselors to my left at the end of every service, to your right. And you can access them at any time. If you've got stuff you want them to pray about, just go ahead and talk to them. They'll always be right there. But I want to end with a prayer, and I'd like all of us to pray this prayer out loud. I'll give you the words. You add the heart to the words. If this is your first time, pray it with all your heart. If this is your 50th time you've prayed this prayer, pray it with all your heart. And let's renew our hearts to the Lord. Would you pray this after me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came and you died for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. Change me. Make me the person you want me to be. I turn from my sins and I turn to you, and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Change me. Make me the person you created me to be. And now I say this so everyone can hear, so I can hear myself, so you can hear me, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to Him. In Jesus' name I pray. And Father, that's a cry of our hearts. Thank you for being such an awesome God that you took a chance on us. And even with an open embrace, you receive us just like we are. And within that embrace, we become the people that you want us to be. So, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for your mercy and your grace and your redemption. Thank you for giving us hope even when our humanity seems to take over, even when we get angry at you because we don't hear you with our ears. Lord, I pray that you will touch our hearts in such a way that when we leave here, we will leave differently. We won't be the same anymore. We won't. Thank you for that. And now, Lord, would you receive these who said yes to you? May this be indeed the most eternal decision they've ever made. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say, hey, would you welcome these who said yes to Jesus? We serve an awesome, awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Wide awake while the world is so asleep. Too afraid of what might show up all you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
Every day I try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories, you somehow I'll never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody would believe you.
And God only knows what you've been through.
God only knows
what they say about you.
God only knows how it's killing you. Is there a kind of love that
our God,
God only
is
knows
such a God here.
Would you say thank you to the singers, the dancers? Say thank you to the musicians. Say thank you to the tech people in the back that ran everything. And let's say thank you to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who has been raised from the dead on this Easter. Lord, we love you. You're an awesome, awesome God. And thank you to you for spending this weekend here on this beautiful Easter time where we celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you don't have a home church, we would welcome you to be a part of this as we do life together. And it's so adventurous, following the Lord, following the Spirit of God. We help each other. When one stumbles and fumbles, we help them up because we may be the next. But all told, we follow him. And you know, if God can do something in us, just think that through us, he could change this community. How many of you know this community needs a little bit of change? But God will give us the wisdom and the ability, the articulation, the wherewithal to be able to do that in small, teeny areas, at your workplace, at your school, that you stand up for what is right. And we set a standard, say, no, 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 that's not the standard. This is the standard. God's truth is what reigns and rules. No, no, I love God. I'm going to follow him. Pretty soon people will go, wow, that's, you know, secretly in my heart, that's what I want to do too. I just don't have the guts to do it. But if that lady, if that man has the guts to do that, I think I can too. And we can influence this place. I think that's why God raised us up. Let's do it together. Amen. Let's do it together. We can. We can. As we conclude, I'm going to pray and then we'll be dismissed. Would you bow your heads? Father, thank you for this family that you've brought together. You're stitching us together for a reason, aren't you? And Lord, all of this begins to make sense. The dots get connected little by little. And so we want to be a part of this environment, what you're doing. We want to be warmed by the flame of the Holy Spirit. So we will draw close. We thank you for every brother and sister here. We ask that you would anoint and bless them. This we pray in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We all say together, amen. Would you give the Lord a last clap offering here before we go? And let's sing together. What an awesome God we have. Come on.
Our God.
Listening to an Easter Sunday message with Pastor Wayne Cordero on Words of New Hope. We trust it has strengthened and encouraged you in your walk with the Lord. Now for Pastor Wayne and all the family at New Hope, this is Del Gibbs reminding you, Christ Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed.
Our God is an awesome God.
This Easter, celebrate hope, renewal, and new beginnings at New Hope West. Join us for an unforgettable Easter experience with inspiring worship, a powerful message, and a welcoming community. Service times are Saturday at 5 and 7 p.m. and Sundays at 7:30, 9:30, and 11:30 a.m. Whether you are starting fresh or continuing an Easter tradition, there's a place for you at New Hope. Come as you are and discover the hope of Easter. Visit newhopewest.com for more information. We can't wait to celebrate with you.